This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today, focusing on boosting strategic and economic ties between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
The two leaders will discuss key sectors including shipbuilding, trade, investment, artificial intelligence, semiconductors and other critical and emerging technologies. The leaders will also explore ways to enhance people-to-people connections and deepen cultural exchanges. Additionally, they will also discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will also host a lunch in honor of the visiting dignitary. During his visit, President Lee Jae-myung will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions on further strengthening bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with the South Korean President yesterday and appreciated his commitment to expanding ties across various sectors. He expressed confidence that the ongoing visit will further reinforce the special strategic partnership between the two nations. President Yi arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. With Aman Yadav, Dilnashi Arzu for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anuragkumara Dissanayake discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in Colombo that some proposals that were discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Thringamali and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. Mr. Misri said the two leaders also had productive discussions on further deepening the multifaceted bilateral ties, housing projects and fishermen issues between the two neighbors. India and United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from April 20 to 22 in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States, directly contradicting President Donald Trump, who said American negotiators would arrive in Pakistan tonight for negotiations. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. The Election Commission has released figures of voters for the first phase of the assembly election in West Bengal. According to official figures, till date, 3,60,77,171 electors are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. Of these, 1,84,99,496 are male voters, 1,75,77,210 are female voters, and 465 are third gender electors. These figures will be revised once tribunals submit the final list of eligible voters. The campaigning has reached its peak for first phase of assembly election in West Bengal, as only 2 days have been left for canvassing. Star campaigners of different parties are trying hard to attract the voters in support of their candidates. Voting in North Bengal sharing Bhutan border will be held on 23rd of April in first phase. Union Road Transport and Highways Ministry has clarified the issue of cancellation of recent bids for construction of an alternative Coronation Bridge in Darjeeling District. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs, Lucknow Super Giants could only score 200 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.